From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. French voters today roundly rejected the European Union's first constitution. The vote is a blow both to the EU and to French President Jacques Chirac, who'd lobbied hard for a yes vote. The constitution is aimed at strengthening European unity and streamlining EU bureaucracy. But each of the union's 25 members must approve for it to take effect. The Netherlands is set to vote on the constitution later this week. Reporter Eleanor Beardsley joins me now from Paris. Eleanor, how did the vote break down? Eleanor, can you hear me? How did the vote break down?
Yes. Well, it was a massive and resounding rejection of the constitution. 70% of the people voted. And
can you tell us more? What it sounds like there's a lot happening where you are, Eleanor.
Yes, right now I'm out in front of the Sovereignist Party headquarters where they're celebrating a no victory. It's one of the parties against the Constitution.
You were out speaking with voters earlier today. Let's hear a bit now from one of the voters that you spoke with.
For me, I vote no, because I am against Turkish entrance into Europe. The French government did not ask us our point of view for that. So I think it's a moment now to say no.
Eleanor, what were some other reasons you heard people saying they were voting no?
Right, there was just a lot of disparate reasons. Anger at Chirac's government and disparate parties embraced the no. There was the far right, like Jean-Marie Le Pen, nationalists who said France would lose its sovereignty. And then there was the far left, the communists, who linked this treaty with a sort of ruthless Anglo-Saxon-style capitalism and said that France would lose all its social protections. In fact, the socialist prime minister who supported, former prime minister who supported the treaty said, you know, this is a motley coalition of no-backers. What are we going to do, put them in a cocktail shaker and hand this no shaker to our astonished European allies? So it's really a disparate, motley coalition who supported the no. At the same time, the moderate left did buy into it that this was not the right constitution because they were sort of seen as the swing voters and they voted no.
Eleanor, President Chirac very much wanted a yes vote. What does this rejection mean for him?
Well, it's a stinging and stunning defeat for Chirac. His prime minister will probably resign tomorrow. He is weakened at home and on the international stage with his European allies. And probably the worst for him is that his legacy, he will go down in history as being the French president under which the European construction came to a halt.
And what is at stake now for this EU constitution?
What is at stake? Well, this treaty was supposed to make Europe and France, give Europe and France a voice in the world to stand up to China, to stand up to the U.S. And now backers of the treaty are saying it's a black day for Europe and France because they've been weakened, although Brussels says that they will go ahead with the ratification process. But now, you know, Holland votes on Wednesday, and everyone is expecting a no there. So pretty much this treaty is dead in the water, and they're going to have to go back to the drawing board.
So at some point they're going to have to bring it back, and French voters would have to look at it again.
Well, there's talk about the plan B, and then leaders kept saying there is no plan B. This is just our only chance, but people seem to still believe in it. So right now we don't really know what will happen.
And Eleanor Beardsley in Paris, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.